This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's hard to put Kathleen Parker into any kind of pigeonhole. She's the conservative columnist who questioned Sarah Palin's fitness for high office. She's the feminist who wrote a book saying that men are being mocked and devalued. She is pointed, funny, and a superb stylist. But after this week, you don't need to label our friend Kathleen Parker by any ideology. Just say Pulitzer Prize winner. Kathleen has won the 2010 Pulitzer Prize for commentary. She joins us in our studios. Congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And I understand that you've reappraised your assessment of the prize after winning it.
Yeah, all those years when other people were winning Pulitzers, I dismissed it as, you know, it's a political game. It means nothing. And I've totally reassessed that now.
It's a real indication of quality, isn't it?
It completely is, and I have the greatest admiration for the Pulitzer Board.
Now that they've seen fit to recognize
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
So what's it feel like?
It's a thrill. You know, it's more fun than I ever could have imagined. Mm-hmm. First of all, I was completely surprised. I didn't know that I was even in the running. I did know I'd been nominated, but I've been nominated many times, and that's actually not such a big deal because you can nominate yourself. Mm-hmm. I had heard the finalists always were notified or leaked, and so you kind of had a month or so to obsess about it. Well, that didn't happen, and so since I hadn't heard anything, I just assumed I was not in the final running. So I put it out of my mind. I didn't even know Monday was Pulitzer Day. So when I got the call, I was completely speechless. My hands started shaking. And, you know, you're a little embarrassed to be so moved by something, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you see this as any kind of recognition for people who are considered conservative columnists?
Well, it's pretty unprecedented when you think about it. The Pulitzers have often gone to more left-leaning, more liberal commentators. I mean, George Will has won one and Charles Krauthammer. I think that pretty much covers it. Mm-hmm. My entry, which I did not put together, just covered a lot of different subjects. But among them were two abortion columns. Mm-hmm. Normally, if you had the word abortion in a column that was not pro-choice, and mine is not anti-anything, it's sort of pro-let's think about this, that alone would, I think, suggest that conservatives may feel a little more validated as a result of this.
What's the role of a columnist who writes a few times a week in these days when there are bloggers who are put up something new every hour?
Well, my role always has been to write an interesting column. There are a lot of people who are more knowledgeable than I on a given subject. You know, certainly if you want some breaking information on a constitutional issue, you might go to a lawyer blog and get some good, meaty information. But that's not at all the way I see myself. First of all, I come out of the newsroom. I'm an old-fashioned columnist. That means it is in part personality-driven. Mm-hmm. But mainly for me, it's an essay. And I try to make it as pleasant to read as I possibly can. I really struggle with the writing part of it. And I'm, of course, making an argument. But ultimately for me, is it a little gem? And not all of them are, obviously, but that's what I am really aiming for.
But as I don't have to tell you, we now inhabit a media landscape in which
our days are numbered. No question about it. I'm glad I got this before it's all over.
Well, there are people who will tell you that you don't get any kind of attention unless you post something 20 times a day.
Well, I think that may be true, that you get a certain kind of attention, but I'm not sure. You know, after a while, it begins to sound like background noise. I don't have 20 interesting things to say a day, and I don't think many people do.
There are people who believe that conservatives don't have a sense of humor.
Oh, we're the funniest people on earth. Are you kidding? I mean, Chris Buckley, please.
Okay. You and Christopher Buckley are very funny.
Shoot, Mark Stein is a hoot.
You know, you're convincing me. Mark Stein is very funny.
Right.
Kathleen, thanks so much. And
thank
congratulations.
You, Scott. It's wonderful to be here and see you.